Presumed dangerous until naked. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We're looking at Supreme Court decisions to see which way the wind blows in anticipation of the big healthcare ruling. So here's one. The case of Albert Florence, arrested during a traffic stop in New Jersey.
The trooper asked me for my driver's license, and I gave it to him. He said, sir, you're under arrest.
He had a warrant out for failing to pay a $1,500 fine for obstructing justice. But it turns out he had paid the fine. Someone didn't update the computer. The cop didn't know that.
And I was arrested right there in front of my pregnant wife and my 4-year-old son.
And Mr. Florence went to jail, was strip searched, locked up for 6 days, transferred to another jail, and strip searched again.
I lift both hands up, turn around, squat, manipulate my genitals, stick my tongue out, cough. Even thinking about it, even speaking about it, still brings me chills.
He was released when the cops realized the mistake, but he felt humiliated and sued, saying the searches were unreasonable and unconstitutional. And on Monday, the Supreme Court ruled, sorry, perfectly legal. Sure, it was just a fine, but the jail people don't know who you are. Remember Timothy McVeigh, the Oklahoma bomber? He was arrested for not having a license plate, but nobody would not strip search Timothy McVeigh. So, by a 5-4 vote, the law of the land is, whether you're a terrorist or just a regular guy arrested by mistake for not paying a fine, they can strip search you and make you spread them. Does this offer any clues to the decision on health care? Well, I don't know, but if the court does uphold that law, I would advise you not to skip out on the fine for not having insurance. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.